You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it.
Remember when you were asking me how like the female anatomy worked, like how many holes and it was down there, and you're like, I'll never know. So yeah, can you just explain you may as well it to tell me?
I tuned out after about 15 seconds. Yeah, I'm like, I've moved on to something else. Not interested.
I'm definitely gay.
Yeah, I'm bored. Okay, Jess, welcome back. Well, or should you welcome me?
I'm welcoming you. We're in my location today.
We are in your location. We're currently in a room with no furniture.
No furniture. It's one of the spare rooms.
Great.
We just don't have anything set up in the spare room.
Lovely. We threw everything out.
Yeah, very echoey in
here. I was going to say, yeah, hopefully this doesn't resonate or like it doesn't transfer too badly, but should we crack a
window?
We'll see.
Okay.
If the neighbour starts screaming. Yeah, I don't want
the karaoke.
Yeah, don't want that to pick up again.
Well, apologies in advance.
It's okay. I love that we're actually sitting down on opposite sides of the room on the floor recording this.
We have truly hit rock bottom with this podcast. So when are we wrapping this up? When's this hobby stopping?
What are we going on?
Well, I've given you a cushion, so be grateful.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't have one. I've only got one cushion in there.
We'll share. We'll do Sydney. We'll do Sydney, and then you can have it for Beverly Hills.
Okay, deal.
Oh my goodness, how's life been? This is, I think, third in a row for you. We're on a good streak for you.
I'm due for an out.
It's coming.
Yeah. On that note, I'm not going to be here for the next month. No, I've been good. New couch got delivered yesterday.
Fantastic.
Which I love. Mm-hmm. I spent the entire day on the couch. I watched 5 hours of Grey's Anatomy. I'm back into Grey's Anatomy.
Great.
I went off of it, but only because it's one of those shows that has so many seasons that you sit and smash it for so long, and then suddenly you're like 9 seasons in and you've done nothing but watch it, and then suddenly you're like, I don't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah,
because it's too much. I've watched too much of it. And I think I haven't picked it up in like maybe a year, over a year. And then for some reason, randomly, I just put it back on, picked up where I left off and sat there for like 5 hours.
Okay.
And now I'm straight back into it. So...
is there any particular season that you go back to, or it's just random?
No, well, I've never seen the whole thing all the way through.
Oh.
So I watched about 9 seasons in a row and loved it. I was like obsessed. Then I just suddenly stopped, didn't want to watch it anymore. But now I've just picked back up where I left off. So I'm continuing it on now. They're still going. There's like 25 seasons.
Far out.
They're still bringing out new seasons. It's crazy. Meredith Grey, bloody...
Pumping out
these seasons. and she's still in it. She's still in it, main star, so.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Love and Light. Yep.
Not your kind of show, but. No.
Is that the medical show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But I love it. It's so good. Yeah. So drama.
Wait, Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't with medical. Anything medical, I get quite.
Anxious.
Faint and clammy.
Yeah, yeah, I feel that.
It's not real.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I don't have much to really report on. Just feeling fun and fresh. And you know what? I think we're almost done with March, aren't we?
We are almost done with March.
This is a great start to the year. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Feeling good. Yeah. Nothing to really tap into.
Okay, cool. Well, that's the end of the podcast.
Yeah. And thanks for joining.
Thanks for listening.
But actually, one thing I do want to talk about is saying that we're at the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time to kind of do like a quarterly review and let's kick some things out in terms of ins and outs for this year. I have created a small list of things that I think are out and no one should be doing anymore.
Okay.
In 2025 and moving forward indefinitely. And I'd like to share them with you. I know that you've got some as well, but I just thought it would be a great way to kick off this episode to
get
go
some
through.
Outs.
Yeah. Because I'm feeling negative.
I'm going great. I've got nothing to tap into. I'm feeling really negative. No, let's do it.
Sure.
So can I go first with one of mine?
Absolutely. You go for it.
Okay. One of my first outs is overnight oats. Let's stop pretending they taste good. Mm-hmm. They do not taste good. I have tried many, many, many times to do overnight oats when I go through like a health kick. And every time they taste like cold, mushed up vomit. Like the texture is not good. The temperature is not good. No one can convince me that they are good, and anyone that says they are is fucking lying. So can we stop with the lies and kick it out of this year? No more overnight oats.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I definitely resonate with the texture piece. Yes. Like, I just do not find that enjoyable. Also, they do not fill me up.
No.
Like, some people say they will have that for the whole day and then it's enough. And one can never get the recipe right. Even if I follow the recipe, it still tastes like dry and disgusting.
Claggy, yeah, gloppy. It's just,
no matter what recipe it is, no matter if it's Biscoff, Nutella. No,
it's still, and just like, I love hot oats. Like, I love porridge and I love that kind of thing. But something about the cold oats and when they just soak up the milk or the water and then they just go chewy. And
it's giving mold. Yeah.
Nah, not for me. So overnight oats got to go.
Out.
They're out.
Okay, my first one is people saying that they have golden retriever energy.
Yeah.
I hate when people say that.
Especially about themselves.
Yeah. And like, what is that? Like,
because my golden retrievers are fucking assholes. Yeah.
So
I don't know what they mean about that, because I don't want to have Randy's energy.
And what are you saying, that you're insufferably annoying?
Oh, thank you. Thanks for ragging on my dog. That was like this morning, me and Benny went for a walk and we walked past this old couple. And Benny's always fat-shaming Randy, like, always fat-shaming Randy. Walk past his old couple and go, oh, he's so big. And Randy goes, yeah, he's huge.
Randy said that.
No, you said that.
I thought you said Randy.
No, Benny said that. And I was like, thank, excuse me, you don't have to rag on my dog every two seconds.
Hear properly the echoing. Is
big, fat Babby.
Fat Babby. He is a fat Babby. He's huge and he should know it.
Yeah, thanks. this is going to be controversial, but I think I might be showing my age a little bit here. But the 0.5 camera filter.
Okay. Yeah,
photos on 0.5.
Yeah.
I can't do it and I wish I could, but I think this is where I'm showing my age, because I look at like Gen Z do a 0.5 selfie and I'm like, wow, it looks so good. Then I try to do it and it looks fucked. So I just want to get rid of it altogether.
Yeah.
Because I can't do it. I can't work it out. I can't perfect it. I feel old every time Gen Z does 0.5 and funny 0.5 photos, that I just don't want them to do it anymore, because I want to do it, but I can't.
You know what? I'm too old now. I almost feel like that's a trend and they've even kicked it out as well now. Yeah. Like, I feel like everyone that does that is just... Yeah, the trend's moved on. So, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I've never looked good in a 0.5.
No.
Even when they do the ugly ones where they hold it up and, like, give you, like, that forehead. Weird forehead. Like,
but they look funny, but I just...
Yeah, don't. Spooky.
Like, what the hell?
It's giving alien.
They're very creative in their photo dumps. Like, I find that some of the girls that we know that are, like, you know, in their early 20s, they often will do photo dumps. And I'm like, oh, why didn't I think of that? Because I'm like... They're such cool creative photos that I just never ever would think to take. Or if I did take it, they would go, what a loser. She's like 30 years old.
What's this millennial doing?
You know, like, I just think they make it look so effortless and cool. And I'm like, fuck, it makes me jealous, because I do. It makes me feel older than what I am.
I will say, I think a lot of these things on my list are like Gen Z created things, but millennials have ruined it.
Okay.
So, you know, my next one would be the word pookie.
Yeah.
One, I've never used that. Two, I don't think it's cute. Three, I think it's cringe. And when the millennials start to use it, especially even in like a corporate office environment, when people are saying that,
I work with like 60-year-olds. So
yeah, well.
Hey, Pookie, me, millennial manager.
But if someone says that around me, I just like, I knock a few points off, because I just
don't
find that entertaining. It's just like... A trendy word that gets drawn out for too long.
It all came from that fucking loser guy on TikTok with the hell hot wife.
Yeah.
And they used to do the outfits of the day, and he was just like this short loser, and she was just that like glamazon.
Bombshell.
Yeah. And he, loser.
And now we've taken it and ran with it.
Yeah. My number three is I need to say this now. It's not playgrounds in general. It's not like outdoor playgrounds, but it is the indoor shopping center playgrounds.
Oh.
Because one, why do we have them? Because they are full of screaming, screaming, screaming children. They are tiny. They are riddled with germs. But like, what's the point of them? Like, there is no need for them. I'm going to fucking almost get cancelled here by the mum, so I'm so sorry. Like, whatever. But I just think... there is no need for a shopping centre playground. Fair enough. Keep the merry-go-rounds, right, that we had when we were kids.
You jump on them
and you do a quick ride around, chuck a few coins in and ride around on that. Fun. But I do not want in 5, 6, 7 years time, or not, whatever, to have be walking my fucking child and for them to go, I want to go to the fucking playground and I'm just trying to get through TTP.
Yeah.
And I've got to...
Mummy's trying to shop.
Yeah. Mummy's got depression.
Yeah, Mummy's buying candle holders for the spare room.
Mummy's buying furniture for the spare room.
Mummy's buying Anko skincare.
Dupe. But I just like, we don't need them. Like, go to a playground outside. Go, yeah. Just go and have a play outside, right? And
go touch some grass.
Yeah, go touch grass. Go run around on the fucking grass. Fall over. Play on the playground outside.
Fall over, bust knee open. Go to hospital.
But there's no need to have the shopping center playgrounds and there's no need to use them. And they're just always so full of children.
If there is four walls and a roof, there should be no playground inside.
No. And if you want to go to an indoor playground, go to a play cafe. Yeah. They have indoor playgrounds specifically made for children to play in.
Go to Wiggly Worms or whatever that place was called.
Wiggly Worms.
What do I call it? Wiggly Worms.
I don't even know. I never went there.
Oh, I loved it when I was a kid, but, you know, times have changed and it's closed down, so I can't go. my third one and... this, again, millennials have ruined. And I can say millennials have ruined it because I'm
a millennial.
Not proud of it, but I'm going to say I'm a on the cusp millennial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are on the cusp. Yeah.
But people have ruined the phrase and word vibe. Like people saying it's a vibe really icks me out.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with, oh, it has a really cool vibe.
Yeah.
Or people just saying, it's a vibe.
That is a straight vibe.
That is a vibe. You make my skin crawl.
Yeah.
I'm overusing that stupid phrase. But yeah, not to be confused with just,
that place has a really cool vibe.
You know? There is a difference between the two.
Yeah.
And there's a
vibe. It's always the way they say it as well. That's a vibe.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I can't even make eye contact anymore.
You are really coming for the sayings in this.
I am.
All of your sayings.
Do I have any more? I do have a few more. I think that's the end of the sayings, though. Okay. We'll move on to actual action soon. Cool. Oh, no, I've got one more saying.
Okay, excellent. My number four. Now, this one has come as a bit of an epiphany moment to me. But at the moment and for a while, there has been a trend of rotting.
Oh.
Bed rotting, rotting in general. And I feel like it's been a really big thing maybe in the last 12 months is people full on rotting. Let me rot. I need my rot time. I have had a bit of an epiphany lately where I need rotting to be out because I feel like I've gotten into a bit of a bad habit at the moment where I'm not really doing much. Like, and that's not because I want to sit in bed and rot or lay on the couch and rot, but I'm like, I come to the conclusion that I'm actually not doing many things that I enjoy lately. Like, I don't have any hobbies or play any sports. Like, I've kind of like dropped a lot of that stuff. And I feel like there is so much to do and see in this world. So let's fuck off rotting. And rotting should only be limited to if you're hungover. Couch rot, 100%. But still go out and get some fresh air and go for a walk and stuff.
How about we call it recharging?
Yeah, but a different... But like rotting is like stay in bed, in your pajamas, don't move, eat like a fat pig.
Yeah, no, we're done with that, right? And then we're out,
We are recharging, boycott the idea of rotting and staying in and rotting and making that feel better for your mental health. Because I'm telling you right now, it does not help your mental health.
You're rotting your mental health.
You're rotting your mental health. And I just feel like that's been my thing lately. I've just had a bit of an epiphany where I'm like, I need to get the fuck out of the house and go and do some things again. I need to go and touch grass. Maybe I'll go to the playground.
Maybe I'll go down the slide.
I need to fix my mental health. But yeah, so out is rotting.
Good one.
Let's get rid of that trend.
Okay, next one for me is not a word. This is more of a movement or action. And I'm actually guilty of doing this myself, but I hate... I've only become more like... I realize it more when people do it on TikTok and it's when they're saying hello, but the wave is like the hand clap wave like this.
Okay.
I do it. I fucking hate it. There's this one chick on TikTok that does it all the time. But it's the double
hand. Yeah. Double a lot of influencers on TikTok do a double hand.
You know
hand.
What? I'm over it. It's overdone. I'm guilty of it. And I, as a millennial, have probably taken that on. But I will be stopping it because I'm now self-aware.
Yeah. Love that.
Next.
I can't say I do that.
I do. And I find that I do it to people that I should not be hand clap waving to.
Okay. I've only got one more.
Okay.
Now this one, I'm actually going to out myself a little bit on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my last out for 2025 as a reflection on the first quarter of the year is doom scrolling. Or just like okay. TikTok in general, because I feel like I've got a really, really bad relationship with that at the moment.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm going to out myself with, because I'm just going to show you my last 3 weeks worth of screen time.
Oh my God.
The screen
God.
Time in general isn't that bad, to be honest.
That's it's good for you.
Right. However, can you just read out loud how much I use TikTok in 1 week?
In 1 week, you use TikTok for 18 hours and 36 minutes.
This is the next week.
18 hours and 51 minutes.
And this is the next week.
16 hours and 55 minutes. I mean, you've come down.
I'm sorry, but that is disgusting. 19 hours worth of TikTok in a week.
How much is that a day?
I don't want to talk about it, to be honest. I have started getting the adverts that used to pop up to say, are your eyes tired? You should take a break.
Oh, that's bad.
And I just go, ignore, and keep scrolling. And I've even got limits set, so I can't be on it for more than an hour and a half. That warning comes up, ignore for the day. It's gotten really bad. And so I feel like my last two are kind of a combination of each other in the sense of I need to like get off my fucking ass and
touch grass.
Go and touch grass. Get off TikTok. I would delete TikTok in general. However, I feel like I cannot because at the moment me and AJ have got a streak of 243 days. Yeah, and I don't want to ruin that because that's very impressive.
Yeah, you can't
and this
be
is
the
why
first
I'm on TikTok for 19 hours a week. Well, so that's my last one, but that's my out. I need doom scrolling to be out, or I need America to ban TikTok again, but do it all over the country. No, all over the world.
Yeah.
Ban it in Australia, please. Peter Malaniscus. Ban TikTok. I'm going to start a movement.
Okay, great. I've got just a couple small ones. My last word one is when people say this and yap.
Say what, sorry?
This and yap. You know, like yapping.
Like that TikTok trend.
Hate
so this and yap and it's like a fucking,
it.
Like a glass of wine and
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like, yeah, just dumb shit. I'm over it. Like it's not funny and you're not funny. So Yeah.
Yours are just like trends that you're like TikTok trends that you're over.
Who's actually doing the doom scrolling here?
Literally.
I will not share my screen time. No, mine's actually quite good. Mine's like 5 hours a day.
Good for you.
Sorry, no, about
of
four.
Of TikTok?
No, of screen time as a total.
Okay, flex.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's because I'm so busy.
Well, I'm not.
No. My last one is, again, and probably another TikTok trend, but also another very millennial thing to do is the fucking aesthetically pleasing food restocks. Whilst, yes, I get why it might be entertaining to watch, I just know that person doesn't have a personality outside of that.
And also, I just know that that's a waste of food. I know they're not eating all that food
waste
by the use-by dates.
And, like, I can watch them pour shit out of a bag that isn't fully used.
Or when they pour, like, the milk into a clear container.
And it doesn't fit.
And doesn't all fit. And there's a little bit left. But also, you're also losing the use-by date.
Yeah.
Like, just keep it in the fucking bottle. It's in a bottle already.
I hate it.
That is overconsumption to its finest.
And just people that have, like, a whole fridge dedicated to, like, soft drink, like, icks me out.
Yeah.
I can't.
That's rotten.
Yeah, rotten. And even if it's healthy things, I'm like, no, I'm sorry, it's not normal to have a fridge looking like that.
Or, like, people that have, like, a mini fridge full of snacks in their bedroom or something.
That'll be you soon if you don't give up the rotting. Oh, well, I'm glad we got that off our chest before we actually dive into why we're...
Yeah, some good things just to get out. Yeah. And at least for both of us, we both know, you know, where to not tread.
Anyway, let's get into why we're really here.
Yeah, shall we discuss Sydney first?
Let's get into it. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was okay. It wasn't my favourite episode. But... Yeah, I think it was a lot of, like, a bit of a story-building episode.
I think this episode was kind of a little bit more I could realize or notice like the staging of scenes.
Yeah.
Like it was looked a little weird. Produced.
Like the very first scene was Caroline getting her facial and she had a full beat on. And the lady's like, you know, gently touching her skin and she's got fucking a full on makeup, everything on. And yeah. I'm like, okay.
Or even just when her, like Caroline and Terry had their catch up.
Yeah.
The way how they were sitting next to each other, the conversation, it was like they weren't really comfortable in front of the camera yet.
Yeah, I felt that too.
I was like, oh. And then I could tell that some of the, you know, when they talk in the background or like in their confessionals, like the producers have chopped up a lot of those combos to make it sound like a sentence.
Yeah, they do that hell bad on that. When they're like Frankensteiner conversations. Yeah. So they were like, yeah.
And I feel like that was really obvious this episode too. Mm. But I think it got better. Oh, and another scene as well when I think it was Chrissy, Nicole and Martine all had lunch, which by the way, I'll get into that in a second. But when...
that reminds me of the Michaela video that we watched last night.
Oh, my God.
Which I'll get into that after.
you'll hear by the end of the episode. You'll understand.
Oh, I'll talk about that after. For anyone wondering, the Anna Paul and Michaela... What's her name? Michaela...
Tester?
Drama? Yeah, the two and a half hour video that she dropped yesterday.
I got into that. We both did.
Yeah. I finished it, but Benny has not yet. But yeah. I did the smart thing and watched it on like 1.5, so it's a little bit quicker.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, if you save 20 minutes, save 20 minutes. I should have done that because my eyes were like falling asleep.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it was a lot of tea. Yeah. It was a Marvel feature movie length. Like and it's only part one.
Addis Paul taking the nude photos, I can't.
Of his own sister.
I can't. That is wild. Crazy. Wild,
I don't
wild,
think
wild.
I could even get my tits out in front of you.
Please don't. Trust me, I don't want you to.
Trust me, I don't want to see them.
Please, I would actually pay you not to.
Remember when you were asking me how like the female anatomy worked, like how many holes and was down there, and you're like, cause I'll never know. Yeah, so can you just explain it to me?
Tune out after about 15 seconds. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I've moved on to something else. Not interested.
I'm definitely gay.
Yeah, I'm bored.
Boring vaginas.
Anyway, back to Sydney. So, yeah, they were walking to the hotel and I feel like it was almost like a sponsorship where Nicole was like, I love the Wharf Hotel or whatever it is when they were walking in. I was like,
yeah. What? It did feel like that, hey.
But I was quite surprised by Martine in this episode. She came across as really intelligent when Chrissy gave her the toothbrush in terms of like the hazing thing.
Yeah, but Martine did backpedal on the hazing quick smart.
She did, but she was very clever with her words and she didn't take offense to it. Like when she said that she had worked in HR and then has like that background in psychology, I was like, I feel like I could tell that coming out there. Like she was just she dealt with that very, I think, intelligently.
Yeah. Yep.
Also, having lunch and burgers and schnitzels and chips.
Mm.
So, yum.
Yeah, very us. That's my favourite thing about the Australian Housewives is that they're more relatable in terms of all that.
Yeah.
Like you watch Beverly Hills and you've still got them ordering like a salad, and a Caesar salad and a Greek salad or like a breath of fresh air.
And we're eating burgers.
Yeah, banging down palmies.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching the part about Kate's fertility journey. Mm. I think egg freezing is such a topical thing at the moment, like for girls, because I feel like fertility in general is so different for our generation. Like people are having kids later and later in life. And I feel like the topic of like freezing your eggs and whatnot is becoming a more and more common thing with girls like Lucy from Happy Hour, freezing her eggs and stuff. Like, I just feel like it's becoming less of a taboo thing and more of a normal thing to like have kids later and later in life.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I kind of I'm enjoying like people talking about that a bit more and like that being more of a normalized thing. How old is Kate?
I'm not sure. Did you see that TikTok of Kate's wardrobe?
Yes, it's giving me.
Literally, I thought of you.
When she tells her cleaner, don't go in there, I'll clean it after. That's literally what I tell my cleaner. Don't worry about going in that room, I'll deal with it after.
Kate is 41.
Wow. That's still quite old to be freezing your eggs.
Is it?
I don't know. Like, in my opinion, I feel bad saying that because everyone is entitled to that. But, like, I feel like Lucy at the moment is 34.
Mm.
But, yeah, 41 is, quite old still. Yeah. Only because, like, okay, you freeze your eggs and then say in 3 years' time you want to have a kid, you're going to be 44 by the time you have, like, it's just, I wouldn't want to be having a fucking newborn in my mid-40s.
True.
Like, I'm getting on in life now.
Mm.
Let me settle down.
Mm.
I mean, she's very settled down. She's like a fucking renowned vet, but whatever. Anyway.
And then we get our surprise guest,
Jackie Gillies.
Jackie Gillies. Oh, it's different this time. It's not Jackie Gillis.
Jackie Gillies.
Yeah. I think it's Gillies, but...
I just don't know. I'm trying.
And she's here to shine it up with the girls. Yeah,
she is here to shine it up. I love that she is. And I would love to go to one of her things one day. I think it'd be so funny. I love the theme. Like, come dressed in, like, you know, boho. Mm-hmm. And then you have Caroline coming in going, I'm not dressing in hobo. I don't own anything hobo. And then she's like, boho, hobo. What's the difference? It's giving Lisa Barlow. Like, yeah. Lisa wouldn't rock up in boho either. No, she would just do her own thing. And why should you, honestly?
Cackling when they were all walking in, but they got the shots of them, like, walking through the woods.
Yeah.
I was like, is this a Vampire Diaries spin-off? Like, what is this?
Literally. But I thought that was quite good.
And then it goes pear-shaped pretty quickly.
It does. So I was actually going to ask before all of that. So obviously Chrissy and Nicole had their big blowout at lunch. Mm. Whose side are you taking with Chrissy and Nicole in terms of that argument? Not in terms of the Jackie Gillies stuff.
So I understand I can see why Chrissy would get frustrated with Nicole, but I think the Chrissy overreacted and I probably agree. Made Nicole feel a little bit too, like, made her feel worse than what she should have.
I agree. I also thought Chrissy was being quite dramatic. And I also think Chrissy's just trying to make everyone play happy families.
And I don't think it deserved, like, to storm off.
No. And she's like, you know, just get over it. Mm. We all can be friends, but I think she just wants it just because she can't be bothered dealing with it anymore. So she's just trying to, like, band-aid everyone together and let's all just be a happy family again. But
yeah.
Nicole's not having it.
No. I do think Nicole might be a little bit stubborn and, you know, not want to come to the party. And
well, I did think that it was a bit off of Nicole texting saying she was coming and then ghosting it. I thought that wasn't very nice.
I mean, she could still come.
Yeah, I don't know. I was waiting for the preview to see if she came.
And I don't know.
They seem to all kick off about Nicole in the next part. So. Yeah,
and then some others storm, like Chrissy looks like she storms off as well.
Yeah.
Poor Jackie. I feel like she didn't really get to do any healing with the girls.
Yeah, but, like, come on, Jackie. Like, you know, get these, wrangle these girls together. Yeah, this is not your first rodeo.
Yeah.
Let's speak up. Let's tell them to squash it. Let's get the show on the road.
But I think everyone then kind of come to terms with the fact that it looks like Terry's trying to manipulate the whole group.
Yes.
To go against Nicole.
Yeah. There's a preview. Oh, Kate said that the devil wears red. So, of course, Caroline rocks up in red.
And Caroline says, at least I've got more than a cat or something like that to her.
Yeah. Didn't hear that.
My foot's going to go through this wall in a minute. I've changed positions, like laying down on the floor now on a pillow to sitting on the pillow.
Yeah, my ass is
throbbing.
It's throbbing. Let's sit forward. Ooh. But that was kind of all I had for Salisbury. For Sydney.
Yeah, that's a show I'd tune into. Real Housewives,
Real Housewives of Salisbury.
Yikes.
Yeah. Housing Commissions of Salisbury.
It was kind of just like a filler app in a way.
Yeah, it was. It was a bit of a, like, it's a build up to next step.
Yeah.
It will be bigger. Yeah. Agreed.
Beverly Hills, on the other hand.
Yes.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, I have.
I saw the panic in your eyes. My notes is like,
follow what Benny says.
I really enjoyed this episode because I found so many different dynamics shifting. Mm. First of all, in the preview, when it shows that Sutton getting offended about getting accused of being an alcoholic. And then the first scene of her getting ready for the night, she says, I'm wearing vodka tonight. I was like...
Double standard, son.
And also just dodgy of the producers to kind of
put
it that way. Like, show that old flashback and then show her saying that she's going to wear vodka tonight. Like, come on, girl. Like, choose
But also,
words.
Like, she can make a joke about herself, but she gets highly, highly offended when someone else, like Dorit, makes a joke. Dorit was pissing me off a little bit at the start because I... Obviously, Sutton did apologise for what she said. And look, I get it because I know the girls are like, we see Sutton apologise all the time. And she still has the same behaviour. So I get it. They don't really accept her apologies at the moment. But Dorit was truly not taking anything.
She wasn't budging.
She was not taking an apology. And even her apology to Sutton when Garcelle and Bose were like, what's something that you can apologise for? Was so loaded. Mm. I'm sorry that you took offence to what I said. Yeah. Like,
literally.
Dorit.
Girl.
Yeah.
And then even Bose calling her out for it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting.
I liked that though, because I think that defeats what Garcelle was always saying about Bose. Like, oh, you're fucking Dorit's puppet, blah, blah, blah. And it just shows that, well, no, she's just sticking up for what she thinks is right, but she will call out her friend shitty behaviour. Yeah. I think she is a girl's girl. And then when she brings out those receipts of the Kyle and Mo stuff. The voice memos when she was like.
Yeah, definitely a girl's girl.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little bit shifty of her to bring it up at the dinner in front of everyone. I was like, ouch, like that would suck. But, you know, she's still on her side and has her back.
Agreed.
But the part that I was most excited about was that Sutton and Garcelle were starting to see cracks.
Yeah.
And I...
And for silly reasons, though. Like,
so stupid. But now I can see Sutton desperately wants Kyle's friendship.
Yeah.
Desperately. And you can see, like, in her confessional, she's like, finally, like, I knew we were friends. Yeah,
exactly.
And, like, she's been wanting this the whole time. And now... And when Garcelle and her were talking back at the hotel room, and Garcelle was fucking pissed.
Yeah, she was pissed off. But the reason why I think it's stupid is because she's pissed off basically at the fact that Garcelle is basically telling the whole group and trying to make Kyle admit that she's a flaming lesbian. And she's the only one that's banging on this fucking drum going, you basically saying like, we know about you and Morgan. We like, just admit that you're a lesbian kind of thing. And no one was saying anything. Cause why would you? Cause you're like, I'd be like, girl,
fuck
relax.
Off. Yeah.
And Sutton, and that's why she's like, Sutton didn't have my back. Have you back against what?
Like, this is all you've been going on for years.
Drop
for
it. Yeah, oh my God.
Jesus. And then I died when Garcelle was like, I don't need to say anything else, and wanted to go to bed. And then she fucking stubbed her toe and was like, Albert. I just know if that was me, I'd want to fucking die.
Yeah, literally.
Like, she would have been walking off limping to her bedroom with her toes curled underneath her feet. Like,
yeah,
I just
pathetic.
Know that toe, that toe would have been throbbing.
I don't know how I genuinely have not broken my toes before with how hard I've stubbed them in the past. Like, when you stub your pinky toe on something and it's like, that's a break. That is 100% a break. But you look at it and it's fine.
Your feet are fucked. Like, you have banged up your toes pretty badly when you don't have... any toenails on your big toes anymore.
Well, yes, I do. Thank you very much. Don't spread rumours. I do have toenails currently.
Currently.
I've just lost them a couple of times. One of my favourite highlights of the episode was Erica taking out her hair extensions. And she's ripping her extensions
Bose
out.
Bose looking at it again. Like,
she's like, what is with these white women ripping out their tracks?
And flopping them on the table.
Oh, and they're just mangled. And it's just giving 100% me when I used to wear clip-in hair extensions. Like, I had no care for them. They weren't even the same colour as my hair. They weren't cut into my hair. They looked fucking stupid. And I would just rip them out in town and, like, chuck them in the fucking bathroom. I don't want to wear these anymore.
Or just be in your bag.
Shove them in my bag. Terrible.
Oh, God. Another one of my highlights is Erica absolutely dragging Sutton over the coals on the boat.
Yes.
And did it effortlessly.
Yes. Agreed.
You act as a friend and... No, what is it? You pose as a friend and act as an enemy. Oofed.
Yep. Eric, and it was good because you finally saw little twinges of the old Erica coming out in that. She
did it without any backup.
Like, also, can I just say that bikini in that color looked so good on her. That purple, lilac purple color.
I like the color. I didn't like the shape of whatever that was.
Yeah,
think it was a flattering outfit, but I love the color.
The color was really nice on her. I am going to say something that is potentially going to be a bit controversial, or you might disagree with it. And I don't, I keep changing my mind about it, but I wrote it, so I'm going to read it. But I do think that the girls did push Sutton into a bit of a corner on the boat, to a point where Erica was kind of coming at her, and Dorit was then coming at her, and then a few others were kind of coming at her as well. And then when Sutton kind of cracked, Dorit was almost like, whoa, like, look at you, look at that reaction. Like, oh, that's a bit psycho. Like, I'm just talking to you normally. It felt a little bit gaslighty to me. Like, it felt a little bit like poke, 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 poke. And then like, psycho, look at your reaction here.
I think she just had a taste of her own medicine, because that's what she does to all the girls. That is what she does to all the girls. So I was like, you know what? Sucked in. You are now on the other foot.
Deserved, but I could see that's how that played out, though. Yeah. I think that's how those girls played it out. And
that's what she does to them all the time. She even did it to Dorit at the start of the season when they're in that sprint event. So I was like, no, I think it's your turn to cop it now.
Yeah, fair.
And I loved that Garcelle.
Nothing.
Dead silent.
Yep.
And that, to me, spoke volumes.
Yeah, agreed.
I loved it.
It's going to be an interesting reunion at the end of this season.
I'm like, finally, this is what I have been wanting to see.
Yeah.
I need to see this friendship.
Do you think this could be Sutton's last season? Depending on how things play out, I guess, her and Garcelle.
Unfortunately not. I think for some reason she has, I don't know if she's got like all of these fake social media accounts that
some people
are posing
love
as
her.
Friends. I've never met someone that likes her.
Yeah. Neither have I. But I sent a dump of memes to you and Jack like last week or the week before, and every single one of them was fangirling Sutton, and Sutton was an angel, and dragging Kyle, Dorit, and Erica.
Yeah.
Like, especially Erica, dragging her. And Sutton was, like, amazing. And I'm like, this whole reel pissed me off.
Yeah. And I was like, surely that's Sutton running this, because I don't know anyone that rides that hard for Sutton and Garcelle.
Yeah.
So I'm keen to see this friendship kind of be pushed to the limits. I don't think it's the end of Sutton, unfortunately. I think the end of Sutton will be the end of, like, we'll only get rid of Sutton if we get rid of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, agreed. That's all
and that
I
was
had
pretty
for that
much
one.
It.
Yeah.
I found it a really entertaining episode.
Yeah,
I love to see all the little dynamics finally shifting, although I think we're approaching the end of the season. So did hear that it's a very, very boring reunion.
Oh.
Kyle storms off multiple times because they keep targeting her for the Morgan stuff. And
oh,
Mo
drop
stuff.
It.
Like, I'm overhearing about it.
Oh my God, move on. There's other things.
Literally.
Like, who cares?
I'm going to ask you one last question to kind of cap out this episode.
Okay.
Who do you think wore it better, Kyle or Garcelle?
I'm going to say Garcelle.
I'm going to agree.
Yeah.
She did look better. I think
she
it just
did
looked
look
more flattering on her. Her hair and makeup was nicer as well.
Agreed. Agreed. And when they both did their little walk, I think she flaunted it better.
Yeah. She wore that dress a lot better.
Yeah. And also it just suited, even like, I think white suits her complexion and stuff as well. Like, it just looks really nice on her. So yeah, I'm going to say Garcelle.
Agreed. Well,
that
was fun. Thanks for joining me again this week. And we'll see if you are going to make four next weekend.
We'll see.
We'll see. Only time will tell.
Time will tell.
Let's hope.
Then that's the end of the friendship
after
this.
Maybe we'll do it back at my house unless you've added some more furniture in here.
Look, highly unlikely, but I can chuck some extra cushions in if you like.
Yeah, that'd be great. A hobo feel to next episode.
Yeah, we're going hobo boho in here. That's the vibe.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'll speak to you soon.
Goodbye.
Uru.